好，今天呢，我们主日的讲到的信息是我们复活节系列的第二篇，叫做《基督被宣告》。
So today we are going to continue with our Easter series. That second message is Christ pronounced.
啊，我们看见主耶稣基督是那位被神应许的这个救世主。
We see that Lord Jesus is the promised Savior.
我们看见先知以赛亚他在描述弥赛亚的时候，然后就让我们看见他是神设立要成为王的这位，然后拯救世人的神的仆人。
Through the words of the prophet Isaiah, we understood that Jesus is the promised Savior and King of this world.
耶稣基督这个在世上成为人样式的神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He took the form of man.
在他受尽的当时，他就是被神宣告为基督。
At His baptism, He was pronounced Christ by the Father.
这个宣告是一个很公开的，是在众人面前的一个很伟大的宣告。
This pronouncement is a public announcement.In front of crowds.
这个宣告同样是神一个极重大的一个委任。
This pronouncement is also a very significant commissioning.
就是在耶稣他将要在世上开始他的事工的时候，神给了他一个很重要的一个委任。
At the beginning of Christ's ministry, in this world, God gave him this very important commission.
那今天我们在看耶稣的受浸的这个记载的时候，
So today, when we examine Jesus' baptism,
弟兄姐妹，我们会看见的是父神对神的儿子所彰显的这个完全的爱。
We are going to see the perfect love of the Father God for the Son, Christ.
同时我们也会看到神的儿子对父神所显明的一种完全的爱。
At the same time, we're also going to see the perfect love from the Son for the Father.
但是你知道吗？在父神跟神子之间爱的呈现和爱的交流当中。
But do you know that in this display and fellowship,of love between the Father and the Son.
在他的之后，弟兄姐妹，我们今天要能够看到的是神对我们所给予我们那无止无尽、那牺牲舍命的爱。
Behind all of this, we're going to see the boundless, unending, and sacrificial love God has for us.
我们今天在主日的信息当中，弟兄姐妹，我们是要来敬拜神。
So, brothers and sisters, in today's message, our purpose is to worship God.
我们今天看的经文是马太福音第三章第十三到十七节。
So, today's passage is in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse 13 through 17.
马太福音第三章第十三到十七节所描述的是主耶稣基督的受浸。
What's described in this passage is Jesus Christ's baptism.
你知道在四福音书里面马太福音它有一个突出之地处。
Do you know what is the prominent feature of the book of Matthew in all the gospel books?
马太福音是要将耶稣能够显出他是神所设立的君王。
The book of Matthew has a focus on how Jesus Christ is a king.Appointed by God.
对，他是那位神所应许的君王。
He's the king promised by God.
他是那位神所拣选的。
He is chosen by God.
他是那位神所高抹的。
Also anointed by God.
他是那位以色列人所等待的弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah waited by
是旧约圣经里面所预言要来到世上的 拯救世人的救世主。
So he's the savior that is prophesied in the Old Testament.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们今天说我们要看的是一个基督的被宣告。
So today we're going to examine the pronouncement of Jesus Christ.
今天很多人啊，认为耶稣基督是同义词。
Today many people consider Jesus and Christ to be the same meaning.
甚至有人认为基督是不是他的这个名字，然后基督是他的姓。
So some people even think, okay, Jesus, the first name, and Christ must be the family name.
或者说耶稣又称为基督，基督又称为耶稣。
Or we'll say that Jesus and Christ, this is, you know, also known as interchangeable.
不是的。
It's not the case.
因为基督弟兄姐妹这个名称是一个非常尊贵的一个名号。
The truth is, Christ is a very, very honored, very majestic title.
基督不是一个名字。
Christ is not a name.
基督是一个身份。
Christ, is an identity.
基督在是希腊文翻译过来的一个字，它所代表的意思就是那位被拣选、被神所拣选、高抹的那一位。
So in its Greek origin, Christ, the word, means the anointed one, the chosen one by God.
而基督这个希腊的词在希伯来文里面就是弥赛亚。
And the word Christ in Greek, in Hebrew, means Messiah.
换句话说，当我们在想神所应许的这位基督的时候，
In other words, when we think about the Christ who is promised by God,
我们想到的就是那位神所应许、他所拣选的。
So then we should think of him as the one who is promised and chosen by God.
他是那位神高抹的。
He is anointed by God.
那是他是那位神设立的。
He is established by God.
他是那位神所喜悦的。
He's the one God is pleased.
他是那位神所委任的。
He's appointed by God.
他是那位会照着神的心意去做神拯救事工的那位。
He's the one who is going to accomplish the salvation according to God's will.
他是那位能够将我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，赐我们生命的那一位。
He's the one who has the power to save us, deliver us from sins, and give us the new life.
他是人类的盼望。
He is the hope of man.
他是人能够与神和好的唯一的桥梁。
He's the only bridge that's going to reconcile between man and God.
这是基督。
This is Christ.
这是神的一位合他心意的仆人。
This is a servant who God is pleased with.
所以当我们说我们看见基督被宣告的时候，弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters, when we see the pronouncement of Christ,
我们看见的是耶稣这个从人的角度和视野来看，他完全是一个人。
We see Jesus from man's perspective, he is a human being.
但是耶稣却是被神宣告成为基督的那一位。
But he's also the one who is pronounced by God to be Christ.
这个在世上成为人的耶稣。
The Jesus who took the form of man on this earth.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是合神心意的仆人。
He is the servant whom God is well pleased.
他是让人与神能够和好的那位中保。
He's the mediator who reconciled between man and God.
他是让我们能够在神的面前被赦罪的那位。
He's the one that enable us to receive God's forgiveness.
他是那位能够将我们带入到主的爱和神的国度当中的那位。
He's the one who is going to bring us into the kingdom of God's love.
弟兄姐妹，在这一段经文，马太福音这一段短短的经文当中，它事实上讲到的是一个非常的宏伟、非常壮丽的一段经文。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you can see this very short passage is actually strikingly great, grand, and majestic.
你这段经文开始的时候很有意思，他就说当下好像哦，就这个时候，耶稣就从加利利来到约旦河，要去见约翰。
And so let's take it from verse 13. It says, "Then, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John."
圣经上面的描写好像是轻描淡写的说，主耶稣基督出现了。
So,
主耶稣出现了。
Yeah, it doesn't sound like very grand. So Jesus, then Jesus came.
但是你知道弟兄姐妹，在十三节之前。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that before verse 13?
圣经里面并没有描述主耶稣基督成长的这三十多年的人生。
Bible didn't give us a detailed account of the 30 years where Jesus grew up.
圣经上面告诉我们耶稣诞生之前发生的事情。
The Bible told us what happened before Jesus' birth.
天使告诉跟玛利亚跟约瑟说话。
So, the angel came to speak to Mary.
然后呢，玛利亚有一个亲戚叫做伊丽莎伯，她也怀孕，她会要生一个孩子，就是施洗约翰。
And also, the Bible told us about the relative of Mary, Elizabeth, and she was to give birth to a son, who is John the Baptist.
然后呢，就讲到了耶稣的诞生。
And then the Bible told us about the birth of Jesus.
可是之后，圣经上面就完全没有描述主耶稣基督这三十多年的人生。
But and then the Bible didn't give us an account of, about Jesus 30 years.
可是到了马太福音第三章第十三节的时候。
But then we come to the book of Matthew chapter 3 verse 3.
耶稣从一个默默无闻好像一个隐藏的一个环境当中。
So there Jesus come from a hidden environment and obscurity.
他好像他站上了改变全人类历史的舞台之上。
And it seems like all of a sudden he steps onto the stage that's going to change the entire human history.
然后他要开始呈现出他显赫的一生。
He's going to begin his prominent life.
这是神宣告耶稣成为基督的时刻。
This is the moment when God pronounced Jesus is the Christ.
在耶稣一开始他的事工的时候，
At the beginning of Jesus' ministry,
神就将耶稣是基督的这个事实很清楚、很明白的做了一个公开的宣告。
God made a clear public pronouncement about the fact that Jesus is Christ.
这弟兄姐妹，中国人有一种画画的一种手笔。
So brothers and sisters, you know there is a technique of Chinese painting.
叫做留白。
It's to leave void.
你们看过留白的画山水画吗？
Have you seen a Chinese painting with a lot of blank space?
你们看过那个中国的山水画，特别是很浪漫，然后有这个烟雾弥漫在这个山野之间的这种情况。
Have you seen, you know, such a beautiful Chinese painting of a landscape, especially it's misty, it's very romantic.
然后你说那个看起来怎么毛笔怎么可以画出这种真的就像是在这种自然界里面看到的那种很迷蒙的这种美。
And then you'll be amazed. You think, how come the stroke of paintbrush can mimic the such natural beauty.
结果你发现原来那个白、那个云、那个雾不是画出来的。
And then you will notice, you will realize the cloud, the mist, It's not painted by
brush. 那个是画家流出来的。
It's actually blank or void, purposely, intentionally left there by the artist.
比划了其他的山啊、水啊、这个田野啊，可是云雾的地方是他刻意流出来的。
So the ink, the brush can paint the mountain, the river, the field, but the cloud, the mist were depicted by the blank.
不是因为忘了画,
it's not because the artist forgot to paint those.
不是不会画,
and it's not that he couldn't paint
是大师,
those. This is a very intentional blank left there by the master.
弟兄姐妹, 我们在看圣经的时候，我们会说：为什么主耶稣基督在他受洗事工要开始之前，神留了这么一大片空白啊？
So likewise, brothers and sisters, we have to think about why God leaves such a void without describing Jesus' first 30 years on earth.
神没有一件事情他做的不是因为他有他的用意的。
There is not a single act God, of God that's without purpose.
不是因为主耶稣基督前30年的生命是这个不重要，或者是没有描述的必要。
It is not that the first 30 years of Jesus on the earth is without significance.
或者说他是平淡无奇。
Or it's just a very normal, very ordinary.
但主耶稣基督成长的过程，他不告诉我们。
So God withhold the account, detailed account description of Jesus growing up.
使我们能够更注重到耶稣的降世和耶稣的受尽。 和耶稣的拯救世人的事工的重要性，他们的突出。It
is to emphasize, to highlight the significance of the birth, the baptism, and the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus.
当耶稣出现到这个，我们可以说是人类历史的舞台之上的时候。
When Jesus stepped onto the stage of human history,
他不只是受浸而已, 弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, it's not just he was only getting baptized.
他是被神宣布他是基督。
It's the pronouncement of God that he is Christ.
在这几节经文里面，我们可以看到三个方面，神怎么样的宣告耶稣是基督。
In this passage, we are going to see three aspects to the pronouncement of Jesus as Christ.
第一是神子的受浸。
The first aspect is the baptism of the Son.
第二部分是圣灵的膏抹。
Second aspect is the anointing of the Spirit.
然后第三部分是父神的宣告。
And then the third aspect is the declaration of the Father.
你看见这三位一体的神都在这里。 让我们看见呈现出来了。You
see that all the Trinity is involved and displayed here.
为什么神是三位一体的神？
Why we say God is a Trinity God?
他有三个位格。God
has three persons.
父神。God
the Father.
圣灵。Holy
Spirit.
神子。God
the Son.
三个位格。Three
persons.
一位神,
One God.
他们在同样的时刻出现,
At the same time, all of them show up.
他们为了同样的一件事情, 为了同样的一个目的, 他们在做事做工,
All acting at the very same time, fulfilling one purpose.
但是每一个位格所做的工作都是不同的。
But each of the three persons act distinctly.
弟兄姐妹，神是三位一体的神，不是只是一个神学上面的概念，有这个必要性而已。And
brothers and sisters, Trinity is not just a concept that is necessary.
It's not just a theological concept that it's for theological purposes. 三位一体的神的这个事实, 弟兄姐妹, 事实上跟我们对神和对我们 对我们自己的生命上面、生活上面，怎么能活出神的心意是分不开的。
The truth is, the fact of Trinity, our understanding of Trinity is very pertinent and practical in our lives to understand who God is and how to live our life that is pleasing to God.
那我们今天只会讲到一个方面，然后等一下会提到。
So today we are only going to unpack one aspect.
但是不论如何，让我们在这一段经文里面清楚地看见，我们的神是这位美妙的三位一体的神。No
matter what, I hope that we can see very clearly, from the baptism of the Son, we see this wonderful Trinity God.
好，所以我们来看第一部分，这是13节到16节的前半，就是讲到这个神子的敬礼。So
that is, let us see, look at verse 13 to 16, that is the baptism of the Son.
那在这段经文里面，我们会看到许许多多的层面。
We're going to see many different aspects.
然后很多这个方面是跟我们会有关系的。
Many relevant points.
我觉得今天我们看的这个层面，我相信对我们当中有些人来讲，可能你是从来没有去想过，从来没有去这样子去看过的。
I believe some aspects you wouldn't expect or never thought of it.
那我觉得我们借着这段经文里面，我们也要对敬礼有一个更深、更正确的认识。And
I also think we, through the passage, we can also have a deeper understanding about baptism.
这段经文，耶稣的受浸，事实上对许多人来讲。 很多人对这段经文的记载，或者说耶稣为什么要受浸这件事情，有许许多多的疑问。
So this passage, the baptism of Jesus, was actually quite confusing for many people.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果我们仔细的来看神的话语，
But if we examine God's word carefully,
如果我们好好的用一个这个受教，然后呢，要借着圣灵的引领来了解神的心意的话，我们就可以看得清楚明白。
And if we can have a teachable heart, we can humble down, and then with the guidance of Holy Spirit, we can see the truth in this passage.
我们会小心仔细地来看这个耶稣的受洗和神话语怎么样呈现它，然后之后我们要来看它对我们具有什么意义。
So let us examine carefully the baptism of the Son and then see why it is relevant to our life.
那圣经并没有告诉我们说施洗约翰他在这个约旦河旁边传道，然后施洗，我们不知道他做了多久。
So there is no clear documentation in the Bible that how long John had ministered, has been baptizing people by the river of Jordan.
对，但是呢，在第三章第五节里，我们看到耶路撒冷和犹太全地，还有约旦河那一带的人都到了约翰那里去，要听他所传的这个悔改的道，然后要接受。
But in verse 5, we see that people from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan came to John and confessing their sins and wanted to be baptized by him.
所以我们相信，这个约翰他毕竟在他这个传道和施洗的这个事工上面已经有一段时日了。So
we can deduce that John must have been preaching and ministering for quite a while.
是不是最短也要可能有几个月的时间？
At the very minimum, it must have been several months.
那甚至他可能也有几年的时间了。It
might even be several years.
因为人开始听到他所传的，然后他的名声就传遍了那个地区，然后呢，这些地区的人还要花时间到约翰那边，是不是听他的道和受他的洗？Because
it must have been quite a while for people to hear about John and then to take the long journey to come and get baptized by John.
那 到了第十三节的时候，他圣经只告诉我们说当下或那时，感觉好像突然之间，好，耶稣就从加利利来到约旦河。
So when we get to verse 13, it looks like, oh, all of a sudden, Jesus, then, at that moment, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan.
并没有说耶稣什么时候到了约翰那儿。
It doesn't say what exact moment when Jesus came.
但是路加福音三章二十一节那里也是描述耶稣的受浸的时候，他是这样说的。
But in Luke chapter 3, verse 21, it describes Jesus' baptism this way.
他说众百姓或者是众人都受了洗，然后耶稣也受了洗。
Luke chapter 3, verse 21 says, Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized.
所以我们看见圣经的重点并没有摆在耶稣什么时候来到约翰这里。
So here, the Bible doesn't place emphasis on the exact moment when Jesus got baptized.
但是圣经让我们看到的重点是什么？是耶稣他的出现是在一个非常的公开、非常的公众的一个场合，他出现了。
What Scripture made clear here is that, Jesus' baptism was a very public event.
主耶稣基督并不是好像私底下的去跟约翰见面。
Jesus didn't go to John in private.
哦，好像很隐私的、很秘密的在一起相聚。
It's not a secret or private gathering.
不是，是在公众的场合。
But it is a very public.
是众人都在河边受洗聚集听到的这种场合当中。
It's a scenario where many people come together and listen to John and get baptized.
是不是从耶路撒冷这个大城，从犹大这全地，从在约旦河周边的这所有的村落城镇里面的人民都涌到这个约翰他在传道和施洗的这个地方，主耶稣基督他出现了。
See, Jesus came at the moment at a scene when people from Jerusalem, from all Judea, and the whole region of the Jordan, everyone gathered together.
当神要宣告耶稣成为基督的时候
，When God, was about to make the pronouncement of Jesus as Christ,
这不是一个秘密的，或只有给予少些人知道的一些好像特权。
This is not a secret. This is not like a privilege to a selected few.
耶稣来到了人群当中，然后就在人群当中，神要将他彰显。
Jesus came into a crowd of many people, and amongst a large number of people, God will pronounce that he is Christ.
所以这一节经文里面所描写的弟兄姐妹，好像是说神现在要在耶稣开始他在公众面前的这个事工和成就神拯救事工的这个时候，他要将他公开的在众人面前他能够做一个宣告。
So this text is showing us that at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, God wants to pronounce him as Christ in front of everyone.
耶稣从一个比较默默无闻、人数稀少的加利利，他来到了约旦河这边，约翰与众人在一起聚集的地方，主耶稣基督被神宣告为基督。
So Jesus came out of a very prominent, very secluded.Place called Galilee and come to Jordan by the river of Jordan, in front of everyone, in front of many people, got baptized.
记得耶稣这个时候他是自己从加利利走到约旦河边的。
You know, Jesus came to the river of Jordan from Galilee by walking.
他还没有开始他的事工，他还没有门徒跟随他，他还没有这些群众围绕着他。
There were no disciples following him.No people heard about him. He came alone.
你知道主耶稣基督，他知道他是神的儿子。
You know, Jesus knew that he was the Son of God.
他知道他的身份。
He knew his identity.
他知道他将要成就的伟大的拯救的事工。
He knew what kind of great work he will be accomplishing.
可是三十年之久的时间。
But for 30 years,
他就在那拿撒勒的小镇里面，就在一个木匠的家中，就这样子，好像过着一个很普通的生活。
For 30 years, he led a very ordinary life in Nazareth as a carpenter.
他知道他是道成肉身的弥赛亚。
He knew he was Messiah incarnate.
他知道这个世界上面多少因为罪而失丧的人需要他的拯救。
He knew there were so many people in this lost world needs his salvation.
他知道神创造了神所爱的人在等待的就是他。
He knew that the world had been waiting for him, the Savior.
可是他从来没有一丝一毫的挣扎或抱怨。
But he never got frustrated or complained.
在这三十年的成长过程当中
，during the 30 years，
他默默无闻。
He was not known.
他在等待父神的时间。
He was waiting for the Father's timing.
他在神的面前是安静的，他是顺服的。
He in front of God, he was still. He was he submit to the Father.
他是有耐心的。
He was patient.
因为他的这些顺服，他的这些耐心，他的这些不埋怨，都是因为他对父神的爱。
His patience, his complete submission was all out of his complete love for the Father.
神的父神的时间没到，神子他就不去要求神改变神的心意。
So for the Father's time's not there yet, the Son of God did not demand the Father to change the circumstance.
但是当神的时间到的时候，
But when the hour struck,
他就毅然决然的，他就去了。
And then he went, with determination.
离开他的家。
He left his home.
到了约旦河边。
Went to, the river of Jordan.
他到约旦河边，为了就是要找约翰。
And he went there to find John.
那圣经上面告诉我们说，他为什么？要去约旦河旁边去看约翰呢？因为十三节说他要去受约翰的洗。
So why did he go to meet John by the river of Jordan? Verse 13 says to be baptized by him.
耶稣怎么会去受约翰的洗呢
？How come Jesus has to be baptized by John?
对不对？为什么约翰要受洗？这个我们刚刚讲，很多人对这个都有问题的。
Yeah, this is a common confusion point.
可是你这不但是今天的人有问题，施洗约翰也有问题。
You know, not only people nowadays are confused. John was confused.
耶稣说我要来受洗，可是你看约翰怎么说他。
And now Jesus said that I come to be baptized, and let's see what John's response was.
约翰要拦住耶稣。那原文的希腊文讲到的是，他不断的，他极力的说不可以啊，要挡住这件事情的发生。
So in the original Greek text, John tried very hard, repeatedly, to prevent him, to deter him from getting baptized.
他不是只是脑筋里面想我要把他拦住而已。
John didn't just think about how to prevent him.
他是很急的，很积极的说不可以，不可以啊。
He actively tried prevent him.
他说我应该要受你的洗，怎么是你来受我的洗呢？
He said that I need to be baptized by you, and why do you come to me?
为什么有问题？
Why this is a question?
因为你看第六节告诉我们说，来到约翰那里受洗的人都是什么？他们都是要承认他们的罪，所以到约旦河里受洗。
Let's look at verse 6. It says that these people come to get baptized by John in the river of Jordan because they want to confess their sin.
他们要认罪然后受洗。
They need to repent and get baptized.
因为他们接受了约翰的道，而约翰的道是什么？第二节说就是悔改的道啊，你要悔改啊。
So they come to get baptized because they heard John's instruction, and John's message was to repent, to confess your sin.
这个约翰讲得很清楚，第十一节他说：“我用水给你们施洗，就是要叫你们悔改。”
So verse 11 clearly says, "I baptize you with water for repentance."
为什么一个人要悔改
？Why does someone need to repent?
你有罪，你才需要悔改嘛，是不是
？For your sins.
约翰施洗的对象都是罪人呐。
So John, he baptized sinners.
那些受约翰洗的人都是承认自己有罪的人呐。
Those who got baptized by John were the sinners who confessed their sin.
他们在知道自己是罪人，承认自己是罪人，愿意悔改之后，他们才受到了约翰的洗。
It is after their confession of sin, after their repentance, they got baptized by John.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道敬礼的意义是什么
？So brothers and sisters, do you know the meaning of baptism?
敬礼的意义是我们外在的一个行为，因为它反映出我们内在的改变了。
It is an outward sign of an inward transformation.
弟兄姐妹，今天为什么一个基督徒，为什么一个认罪悔改、接受了主耶稣基督救恩的人？需要受浸。
So why is it today Christians who recognize, confess their own sins after repentance, receiving Jesus as their personal Savior, needs to get baptized?
敬礼不能带给一个人拯救。
Baptism does not bring about salvation.
敬礼本身不能让你的罪得到赦免。
Baptism per se does not give you forgiveness.
敬礼本身不能使你能够死后到神的面前进入天国。
Baptism itself does not bring you in front of God in heaven after your passing.
但是当一个人因为圣灵的动工，因为接受了主耶稣基督在十字架上面所成就为我们的罪付上的代价之后，我们得救之后，我们愿意受浸。
But a person, after recognizing his own sins and through the moving of Holy Spirit and through the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross, can get baptized.
因为我们认罪，我们悔改之后，我们的受浸就反映出我们内在的一个什么实际。
Because after our repentance and the confession of sin, the outward act of baptism reflect our inward transformation of our real life.
知道第七节里面，我们看到约翰当他看到法利赛人和撒都该人来的时候，他不要为他们施洗。
As we see in verse 7, when John saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he didn't want them.
他说你们，他骂他们呢。他说你们是毒蛇的种类。
He spoke of them harshly. You brood of vipers.
毒蛇的种类，他就这叫指桑骂槐。他说你们是撒旦的小孩孩子，你知道吗
？He was actually pointing out you are children of Satan.
你们要来。受我的洗，因为你想要进天国，你们根本不配。
You came to get baptized by me because you wanted to enter the kingdom of heaven.
你不知道你是罪人，你不在神面前悔改，你内在、你的心、你的生命没有改变，你外在受洗有什么用呢
？You need to produce fruit with repentance. Otherwise, the outward display or act is meaningless.
所以你看。受洗所表现出来的是一个人的生命已经在神的面前改变了。
So you see, baptism is an outward expression of an inward transformation in front of God.
所以我们现在看见为什么有问题。
So now do you see the problem?
为什么耶稣要受洗
？Why does Jesus come to be baptized?
为什么耶稣要受这个罪人所受的洗呢
？Why did Jesus have to receive the baptism that's really mean, meant for sinners?
为什么他刻意地要来到约翰的面前说我要受你的洗？
Why should he purposely seek out John and ask to be baptized by him?
他需要得救吗？
Did he need salvation?
他为什么有这样的一个意愿？ 他为什么有这样的一个意愿要像这群罪人一样接受赎这个赦罪的洗？
Why did he have this desire to join a crowd of sinners and to receive the baptism that belongs to sinners?
那时有些人就说，所以你看，耶稣就是人。
So some people said, see, then Jesus was just a man.
因为他只是一个人，所以他就像人一样都要受洗。
He was a man, so just like a man, he needed baptism.
那耶稣是接受圣灵之后，然后呢，他就受到圣灵的内住，然后呢，他就更新，得到一种属天而来的一种神性。
So it must be that Jesus was man, but then after he received the divine Holy Spirit, and then he got his deity.
所以他受洗之前，圣灵降临之前，他只是一个普通的人。
So they say that before he got baptized and before the Holy Spirit dwelt on him, he was just a man.
但是受了洗，受了圣灵之后，他就变成超人。
And then, but after the receiving divine spirit after baptism, he became superhuman. Superman.
所以他们说，这个是他圣灵进入了以后，他才道成肉身，成为神的儿子。
So they say only after the dwelling of Holy Spirit, he became God incarnate.
弟兄姐妹，这当中问题太多了。
So brothers and sisters, there are many confusions here.
圣经上面很清楚，你看，你不读圣经，你就以为这听起来有点道理啊。
So if you don't read Bible, you might get confused by these dubious claims. But it's quite clear in the Bible.
主耶稣基督他在出生的时候，他的名字就要称为什么？以马内利。
When Jesus was born, his name shall be called Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
他在出生的时候，他在一开始的时候，他就是神。
At the moment he was born, at the very beginning, he was God. He didn't become God at his baptism. It's not because the Holy Spirit anointed him to become God. He was God 100% when he was born because he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was a sinless man.
在他出生之前，他就是无罪的。在他出生之后，他也是无罪的。
He was sinless before his birth. He was sinless after his birth.
因为他是无罪的，所以他不需要去认罪。
Because he was sinless, he did not need to confess his sins.
是的，你要叫他认罪，他认什么？他认不出来，因为他没罪。
Because there is no sin to confess.
因为他没有罪，因为他是无罪的，他就不需要有一个生命的改变。
Because he didn't have any sin, then he didn't need a transformation of his life.
他不需要有一个新心，他不需要有一个新人。
He did not need a new heart. He did not need a new person.
你说哇，这个就是我一直搞不是很懂的一件事情。
And then you say this is what I'm confused about.
没关系。
Doesn't matter.
因为你看，施洗约翰，神这个伟大的先知，他也不知道。Because
you see, John Baptist, even he didn't know.
当他看着耶稣，When
he saw Jesus,
他知道他的事工就是为神的基督这位受膏者做一个这个先驱，开路者。
He knew he was. Just a forerunner, just a person to set the path straight in front of the new Savior.
他是为了要将神所设立的基督做一个开道。
He was there to set the path straight for the Messiah, the Christ, chosen by God.
所以当他看着耶稣的时候，
So when he was looking at Jesus,
他说你是。 你是那位神所应许的那一位受膏者，你是那位基督吗？
And he said, you are the promised one, the anointed one. You are Christ.
若要说受洗的话，应该是我受你的洗，你是我的主啊，怎么会是你来受我的洗呢？
If there need to be any baptism, I need to be baptized by you, and not you me.
对，弟兄姐妹，所以你看到施洗约翰这简简单单的一句话。
So you see this very simple statement by John Baptist.
事实上是一个很重要、很重要的一个宣告。
It's actually a very, very important pronouncement.
因为他的这个反应和他的这句话，就表明了耶稣是一个无罪的人。
You see, his statement clearly showed that Jesus is without any sin.
耶稣虽然是成为人的样式，在任何一切上面都跟人一样，可是他却是无罪的。
Even though Jesus took the form of man and he was 100% human in every aspect, but he is without sin.
希伯来书第四章第十五节是不是这样告诉我们？他也曾在凡事上受过试探，他与我们一样，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 it says, He was in every respect tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣要受洗。
So brothers and sisters, Jesus needs to be baptized.
而他要受的是约翰的洗。
He wanted to be baptized by John.
这个我们知道是耶稣的心意。
We know that's his desire.
可是我们要非常清楚地明白，耶稣是一个没有罪的人，他不是一个罪人。
But it is very important for us to be very clear that he is without sin.
可是既然他要做这件事情，那就表示他一定有他的意思。
But since it's Jesus' desire to get baptized, that means he has his purpose.
那他的意思是什么呢？
Then what is his purpose?
感谢主。神的话告诉我们，第十五节，耶稣他就说：“你要允许我，你要允许我，因为我们，你跟我之间，我们两个人要做掉一件事情，我们要这样子做，是为了能够尽到诸般的义。”
Thank God, in verse 15, answered us through Jesus. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
那什么叫做尽诸般的义呢？
What does it mean by fulfilling all righteousness?
我们当然知道耶稣因为他是公义的。
We know that Jesus is righteous.
他是属神的。
He belongs to God.
所以只要是一切是公义的，是属神的，是对的，他都要去做。
So everything that's godly, everything that's righteous, everything that belongs to God, he will do.
所以敬礼或说受尽这件事情是公义的，是合神心意的，是对的，是正确的，所以应该去做的，所以他去做。
So baptism is something that is right, that is righteous, that is according to God's will, and that's why Jesus wanted to do it.
这是合乎神的心意，这是能够合乎神的圣洁的要求。
This is a requirement that's according to God's will, that's to fulfill, that's to reflect God's holiness.
所以受浸是这样的一件事情，所以耶稣去做。
So since baptism is such a good work, Jesus wanted to do it.
可是你知道，弟兄姐妹，在耶稣的受浸当中，有更深、更广、更丰富的一个层面。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that there is a richer, broader significance of baptism of Jesus Christ?
因为从人的角度，约翰看着耶稣的时候，他看见的是一个完全无罪、完全圣洁、完全公义的一个人。
From human perspective, when John looked at Jesus, he saw someone who is completely without sin, someone who is blameless.
是一个圣人啊。
This is a godly person.
他自己是一个污秽有罪的人。
John himself, is a sinner.
在耶稣的面前，他是自嫌惭愧。
In front of Jesus, John felt like he is unworthy.
可是弟兄姐妹，你想到了吗？
But brothers and sisters, have you ever thought?
为什么耶稣要受这个认罪的？
Why did Jesus have to receive baptism of sinners?
对，因为耶稣他来到这个世上，为着就是要与世上所有的罪人认同。
Because Jesus came to this world for the purpose to identify with sinners.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣他降世为人，成为你我的样式。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus came to this world, took the form of you and me.
不是因为你跟我长得漂亮又聪明又贤慧。
It's not because you and I are so handsome or pretty and so smart.
是因为我们都是有罪的人。
It's because we are sinners.
我们都是污秽的人啊。
We are full of sins.
我们都是不足的人啊。
We are inadequate.
可是主耶稣基督他来到这个世上，为了就是要与你与我这个有罪的人能够认同。
And Jesus came to this world for the purpose to identify with you and me as sinners.
主耶稣基督降世为人的这个道成肉身。
The incarnation of Jesus Christ.
当他取了人的样式的时候。
When he took the form of human.
他就是要与罪人认同。
He was to identify with sinners.
主耶稣基督经过了三十年，当他的事工，拯救人的事工将要呈现的开始，他在尽他的受尽当中，他就与罪人认同。
So after 30 years on this earth, when Jesus was about to begin his ministry, he, through his baptism, he showed that he was to identify with sinners.
以赛亚书第五十三章第十二节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12.
说他将命倾倒，以至于死。然后他也被列在什么样的人之中啊？罪犯之中。
Verse 12 says, He poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the what? The transgressors.
罪犯之中就是罪人之中。
Transgressors, those are sinners.
弟兄姐妹，你看，耶稣他将要开始他在这个地上的事工的一开始。
So see, at the very beginning of Jesus' worldly ministry,
他第一件要做的事情就是让世人看见他要与你我认同。
Among the first things he did was to show us he was to identify with sinners.
这个无罪的神的儿子要与你与我认同。
This sinless Son of God identified with us.
那位完全无罪的进入到了那群完全无义的人当中。
He who had no sin took his place among those who had no righteousness.
耶稣神子他爱父神。
Jesus, Son of God, He loves God Father.
他为了要能够完成神拯救人的旨意，他降世为人。
In order to fulfill the plan of God of salvation, He came down to the earth to become human being.
他牺牲，他摆上，他放弃了他那与神同等的那种地位和呈现。
He gave up, he sacrificed the equality with God.
因为他爱他的父神。
Because he loved God the Father.
所以他就顺服父神，他就要遵行父神的心意而去成就这件事工。
So in his submission, he listened to God's will and will fulfill the plan of salvation.
他对父神这种在爱的当中所呈现的顺服，弟兄姐妹，是完全的爱。
This kind of submission out of love showed us what it means by a perfect love.
因为他是三位一体的神。
Because he's one person of the Trinity God.
三位一体的神彼此之间，或者说他因为是一位神，所以他的爱是完全的爱。
The three persons in Trinity, Because they are one, and therefore the love among the three persons are perfect love.
爱另外一个人,
love someone else, it's difficult.
爱自己容易。
It's easier to love yourself.
自己跟自己的爱是分不开的。
You and your love for yourself is it cannot be separate, indivisible.
所以为什么神子跟父神之间的爱是完美是完全的?
So how come the love between God the Father and Christ the Son is perfect?
神完全的爱是因为他是三位一体的神。
God is a perfect love because he is Trinity God.
可是主耶稣来到这个世上不是只是因为他对父神的爱的顺服。
But Jesus came to this world not only for the submission he had out of love for God the Father.
他来到世上在他受尽的时候他与你我认同因为他爱你因为他爱我。
He came to this world identify with you and me also because he loved you and me.
哥林多后书第五章第二十一节。
In Second Corinthians chapter 5:21，
哥林多后书第五章第二十一节说：“神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好使我们在他的里面能够成为神的义。”
It says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣不是只有在十字架上面受死，为我们罪受死的时候，他承受了那罪的重担。
So brothers and sisters, it's not just at the moment when Jesus was on the cross that he shouldered our sins.
当他接受约翰的洗的时候
When he received baptism from John
他就是在宣告说
He was already announcing
我会代替你们受罪的审判和刑罚
I will get the punishment of sin in your place
我所接受的这个敬礼是约翰的敬礼。
The baptism I receive is baptism of John.
是要认罪，是要悔改的一个敬礼。
This is a baptism, for confession, for repentance.
我没有罪，我不需要。
I am without sin. I do not need this.
但是你是我所爱的人。
And yet you are my beloved.
所以我愿意替你接受。罪的审判。
And therefore, I'm willing to accept the punishment of sin on your behalf.
耶稣在他的出生之上，他与罪人认同。
So you see, at Jesus' birth, he identified with sinners.
他在他的事工开始的起初的受洗，他是与罪人认同。
At the beginning of his ministry, he identified with sinners through his baptism.
当然他在十字架上面的受死就是与罪人认同。
And of course, in his death on the cross, he again identified with sinners.
是不是？所以以赛亚书五十三章十二节，我们刚读到最后一部分说，他却担当多人的罪。
So in book of Isaiah chapter 53 verse 12, it says, he bore the sin of many.
前面一节以赛亚书五十三章十一节他就说因为神的仆人认识神的义仆就能够称为义并且他要担当他们的罪孽
And the verse in front of it verse 11 says My righteous servant shall make many righteous He shall bear the sin of many
弟兄姐妹所以对主耶稣基督来说
So, brothers and sisters, to Jesus Christ,
他的受尽事实上是描绘出他的受死。
His baptism is a symbol for his death.
在耶稣的受尽的这个过程当中，就也表征出他的受死，并且他的复活。
In the process of him receiving baptism from John, It also shows that his death on cross and also his resurrection.
这跟一个基督徒的敬礼非常的相似，是不是？
This is quite similar to the baptism Christian
receive. 当我们进入这个被浸到水中，然后从水中出来的这个象征，就是我们在最终受死，但是我们与基督一同复活。
So when we got into the water and then came out of water, it's a symbolic act showing that we died with Jesus and we are born again with Jesus.
所以，弟兄姐妹，我们看见耶稣他不是只用他所传的道来拯救人。
So brothers and sisters, you see Jesus does not just save people from the word he preached.
主耶稣基督他也不是只是好像过着一个可以做人模范的生命而拯救人。
And he does not save just by leading a perfect example.
他拯救人因为他替人的罪而死。
He saves men by dying for their sins.
他拯救人因为他从死中复活。
He saves them by his resurrection.
所以我们知道作为一个基督徒，我们受洗是因为我们要与耶稣认同啊。
So we as Christians, we receive baptism because we want to identify with Jesus Christ.
因为罗马书第六章告诉我们说，我们是在受洗上与他联合，是不是在最终与他一起受死埋葬，但是我们要与他一同复活。
In Romans it says that we died in him, but because we want to identify with him so that we can have this new life in him.
And that, yeah, and that's what baptism represents. 可是弟兄姐妹，我们看见了吗？主耶稣基督他的受浸是因为他要与我们认同。
But do you see that the baptism of Jesus is because he wanted to identify with us?
这也是为什么我们今天在教会当中，当我们要施浸的时候，我们是要把人浸到水里面的。
That is why nowadays when we baptize someone at our church, we will immerse the person in the water.
我们不是用点水、喷水、浇水的方式。
We don't just drip water, spray water on the person.
因为主耶稣基督他所受的礼就是一个浸到水中，然后从水中出来的礼。
Because the baptism Jesus received himself is a complete immersion in the water.
是对罪的死亡，并且在主的赦罪之后得到生命。得到生命的一个表征。
That is a symbol of the death of sin and the reborn with a new life in God.
是一个我们内在生命的转变之后一个外在实际的表现。
It is an outward sign of our inward transformation.
所以这是神宣告耶稣为基督的第一个呈现。
So this is the first aspect of God, to God's pronouncement of Jesus Christ.
好，那在接下来的五分钟之内，我们就要把第二部分和第三部分讲完。
And we'll wrap up with the other two aspects in the final 5 minutes.
可能讲不完了。
Maybe not.
好，我们第二部分，神对耶稣宣告为基督的是圣灵的膏抹。
The second aspect of Christ being pronounced is the anointing of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们在为什么说是圣灵的膏抹呢？
So what does it mean, the anointment of the Spirit?
因为在马太福音第三章这边只是说，哦，圣灵从天降下，好像鸽子，然后落在他的身上。
So in Matthew chapter 3 verse 16 says, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw Spirit of God descending like a dove.
但是在使徒行传第十章第三十八节这边。
But in Acts chapter 10 verse 38.
当彼得在传福音的时候，他描述了耶稣的这个受膏。
When Peter described the anointing of the Spirit.
他讲到就是耶稣受洗的时候。
He described the baptism of Jesus.
他说神以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣。
He says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常有意义的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
他没有说神以圣灵和能力来膏基督。
Peter didn't say God anointed Christ.
他没有说神以圣灵和能力来膏神子。
He didn't say God anointed Son of God.
他刻意的说所膏的那位是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He was very specific, very intentional in saying God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
重点要呈现的是耶稣的人性。
The emphasis here is the human aspect of Jesus.
耶稣是完全具有人的样式。
Jesus was 100% man.
你知道耶稣在成长的过程当中。
Do you know that when Jesus was growing up?
你可能都没想过。
Have you thought about that?
他出生的时候。
When he was born?
要被父母照顾。
He was taken care of by his parents.
他也不会自己吃饭。
He couldn't eat himself.
他要被喂。
He needs to be fed.
他要学坐。
He needed to
他要学爬。
Learn how to sit, how to crawl.
他要学走路。
How to walk.
他要学说话。
How to speak.
他在外面跑的时候摔倒了，膝盖磨破了，也照样流血。
And he was running around and fell. His knee also got scraped.
他出去跟他的兄弟或者跟他的这个表兄约翰小时候玩的时候，如果人家不理他，他会心里面难过，他可能会哭。
When he was playing with his siblings or his cousin John, if he was upset, he would also cry.
逢年过节的时候，当这个所有的亲戚朋友聚在一起的时候，他心里面欢喜的时候，他会笑。
And when he gathered together with his relatives in celebration, he would also laugh.
他在我们人的一生当中所受到的任何的试探，罪恶的引诱，他都经历过。
He experienced every temptation we experience as human being.
所以在他的人性当中，弟兄姐妹。
So in his humanness,
圣灵膏抹了他。
Holy Spirit anointed him.
赐给他能力。
Gave him power.
当他在他的人性，在他的肉体当中，当他软弱，当他不足，当他觉得颓废的时候。
In his humanness, when he experienced frustration, inadequate, and when he was weak,
他依靠圣灵使他能够得着力量。
He was strengthened by Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵降临在耶稣的身上，弟兄姐妹，有两个很重要的意义，也是很特别的意义。
So there are two aspects that's very important, very special in the anointing of Holy Spirit.
第一是神很清楚的在公众的场合面前说，这是属于我的。
First, it was a very clear confirmation from God that Jesus belonged to him.
这是圣灵降临的那位，是我拣选，是我膏抹的，是那位受膏者，是基督。
This is the one I've chosen.This is the one I promised. This is Christ.
但是第二个层面就是耶稣在他的人性当中，因为他是完全的人，他同样需要受到圣灵的能力的恩膏。
The second aspect that is in his humanness, Jesus needs the strength from Holy Spirit.
好，弟兄姐妹，但我们在做结论之前，有一个很重要的事情我要告诉各位。
Before we conclude, there is one thing that's very important.
主耶稣基督的受洗和主耶稣基督的受膏是主耶稣基督的，不是你我的，不是一般基督徒的经历。
The baptism and anointing of Jesus Christ is for Christ himself. That's not our common experience.
在圣经里面描述圣灵像鸽子降到一个人的身上，只有在这里发生过一次。
The kind of description like Holy Spirit draws on fell on Jesus like a dove. That's unique.
今天有些人觉得说，哦，我要信耶稣进天堂，好，我先去受洗，然后受洗完了呢，我就要圣灵的降临，然后我就要祈求有一个鸽子会这样子降临到我的身上，然后我就得到能力。
Now some people say that, oh, I want to get a new life, eternal life, and I want to get baptized, and I would imagine a dove fell upon me so I can get the strength and power of Christ.
圣灵求你像鸽子一样降临到我身上，让我有能力去替你的天国做事。
Holy Spirit, give me, come upon me like a dove so that I can be strengthened to do your ministry.
神啊, 我想要听到天空打开, 然后有一个声音说, 你是我的爱子, 你是我所喜悦的。
God, I also want to see heaven open and say, behold, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
你不是耶稣,
you are not Jesus.
我也不是耶稣,
me neither.
你不是基督, 我也不是基督,
neither of us is Christ.
耶稣只有一位,
there is only one Jesus Christ. Unique Christ.
他是神所拣选的受膏者,
he's the chosen one, the anointed one by God.
这是对耶稣成为基督, 神做的最伟大的宣告, 是最突出的宣告, 是世上唯一的。
This is the greatest pronouncement. This is a unique pronouncement.
弟兄姐妹, 当神说耶稣是我的爱子, 是我所喜悦的时候,
brothers and sisters, when God said, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姐妹, 你想象得到吗?
Can you imagine?
当神说这位是我所爱的, 是我爱的, 我钟爱的对象,
when God says, this is my beloved, this is my dearest.
当神说这句话的时候,
when God said this,
他心里面已经知道,
he knew,
这位他所爱的,
this one he loved so dearly,
他最爱的,
he's most beloved,
是要被他舍弃, 为人的罪受死的,
is the one he was going to give up, to sacrifice, to die for the sins of men.
他愿意将他最爱的儿子, 是与他不能分离三位一体里面的圣子, 他愿意牺牲, 是因为他对你对我的爱。
He's willing to sacrifice the one he loves so dearly, his beloved, the one who is indivisible from him in the Trinity. It's because he loves us so much.
当他说他是我所喜悦的,
when he says, with whom I'm well pleased, 不只是因为耶稣的一生是一个无罪的,
是一个顺服的, 是一个爱神的生活,
it's not only because Jesus' life is one without sin, with complete submission,
是因为神说我知道耶稣将要成为罪的祭物,
it's also because God knows that Jesus was going to become the sacrifice in front of God.
唯一能够被神接受的祭物是无瑕疵的，是最好的，是最纯洁的祭物。
The only sacrifice that's acceptable to God is blemishless, it's without sin, it's the best, it's the perfect.
所以当神宣告说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So when God pronounced, this is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased.
当神宣告说这位耶稣是我的基督,
when God pronounced, this is Jesus Christ,
他也是你的基督的时候,
he's also your Christ.
他对耶稣所有的这个爱和他这个成为罪的祭物的接纳都是在神的心中运行。
All his love for Jesus, for his sacrifice, for his sacrifice because of to redeem human being, all these things are in God Father's heart.
所以弟兄姐妹看见了吗?
So do you see, brothers and sisters?
短短的几节经文, 耶稣的受浸,
such a short passage about Jesus' baptism, the anointing of Holy Spirit,
父神的宣告,
the pronouncement of God Father.
可是却是这么的重要, 却是这么的尊贵。
But this is so important. This is so majestic.
借着浸礼, 主耶稣, 祂与罪人认同, 祂与你我认同。
By baptism, Jesus identifies with sinners, with you and me.
然后祂描绘出了祂的受死。
But it also pictures his death.
借着他被圣灵的膏抹，他得能力，他成就了那赦罪的伟大的事工。
By being anointed with the Spirit, he's empowered to minister the greatest ministry.
借着父神的宣告，他被认可，他被神认可为那神能够悦纳的祭物。
And by the Father's declaration, he is confirmed and approved to be the worthy and acceptable sacrifice.
这是何等伟大，弟兄姐妹，这是何等美好的一个宣告。
What a marvelous, what a great pronouncement.
在主耶稣基督事工的一开始，神就做了这个宣告。
At the very beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry, God made such a great announcement.
耶稣是基督。
Jesus is Christ.
他是那位要为你为我成就救恩的基督。
He is the Christ who is going to accomplish salvation for you and me.
我们看着耶稣。
When we look at Jesus,
我们看着基督。
When we look at Christ,
我们看他的十字架。
When we look at the cross,
我们看他的一生。
When we look to his whole life,
我们会看到他的死。
We also look to his death.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们最后看见的是，我们庆祝他从死里复活。
But brothers and sisters, ultimately, what we look to.Is the celebration in his resurrection.
这是赐给我们永生的盼望。
This is our eternal hope.
这是给我们心中喜乐的泉源。
This is the source, the fountain of our joy.